You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So, hello, this is Abby here at SRAcon 2017, joined by the incredible Stephanie Hurst. Hello.
Gosh, lower your expectations.
No, you've just done a really amazing, inspirational session. For those at home who sadly couldn't make it, what was your session about?
It's called Always Authentic, and I always knew from a real early age, probably about 5 years old, that I wasn't a boy. So in my 30s, I changed my gender. And I had a very successful radio career, hosted the National Chart Show, biggest breakfast show outside London for well over a decade, but just knew that my gender was wrong and I couldn't continue. So I had to do something about it. I had to, because I just didn't want to end up being... I would have lost everything anyway because it was starting to become self-destructive. So I decided that I need to do this properly and try and make the best job of it that I can. Mm. And I was going to actually just... I didn't mention this in the talk today, but I was going to go away. I was going to just stop my career, retrain, and just go away. And my old boss, Mike Cass, who was our boss at Galaxy and was living in Australia at the time, and is working for, I think it was Nova in Australia, and we'd do long Skype sessions late at night. And he said to me, if you go public, you could save a life. Not lives, life. And that really, it really struck a chord with me, because I thought, if I could make a difference to somebody else's life, because I would sit up, I'd be on breakfast, I'd be getting up at 4:30, 5 o'clock, but at 1 a.m. I'd still be on YouTube watching people's transition videos, because yeah. There were people that were brave enough to share their journeys on YouTube and do vlogs. And I realised that if these people in their late 20s, early 30s, as I was, could change their lives, so can I. So I drew huge inspiration from those YouTube vlogs, and then Mike saying what he said to me, I decided that I need to do this publicly and I shouldn't take my own life, because I wanted to die for quite a number of years, because the more successful I became, the more trapped I felt within my success in some respects.
Yeah, and like as I said before, it was so inspirational, and like I think everyone who was sat here today was moved by what you said. I know I was like sort of in the corner like, oh my god, because I knew I was going to come up and interview you, and I was like, how can I possibly interview someone like yourself? But I think you said you do sort of inspirational talks a lot. What is one thing that you would like someone who sat in the room to take from these talks?
That you can achieve anything that you want to achieve. Anything. If I can do this in public, if I can, as I say, grow boobs in public, I usually say the one that ends in T and ends in S, but if I can do that in public, you can do anything. And I sometimes have to remind myself of that, you know, when I get bogged down with the day-to-day stuff that I now have to worry about. Because before, I'd always have the day-to-day stuff that would happen, but I'd also have the niggling thing about my gender that was always there, and that would... the two would combust together and I'd just be in a real state. So I now think that, well, if I've got through this, I can do anything. Anything's achievable. Yeah. And you know, the next generation, when it comes to radio, the next generation, you guys, you inspire me to be try and be as good as I can, and because we're all in this together, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's about creating great radio and treating people the way you like to be treated and have respect for others. No, those are the core values I've got as a human being. I just try and be a good person.
Yeah. So obviously you've been doing radio since basically at 12 years old when you're in your bedroom, even younger with your little...
studio, my dad was in bands when I was a kid, and then he stopped being in bands, so he used to fix TVs for a living and audio bits and pieces, and so we had surplus bits of equipment in the house. I got a ghetto blaster and I managed to get two record players, and then I used his cassette decks, and I built myself this studio, actually, which looking at it now is, it's got some really half decent... I'm 12 years old, maybe 11. It's got some half decent bits of kit in there. And so all the recordings I've got are actually really good quality. And it allowed me the environment, and I got a mixer for my, I think, 12th birthday or Christmas when I was 11 or 12. From, do you know Maplin's? Well, that used to be called... There used to be a version called Tandy. And it was a realistic mixer. And it was like four channels with three mics. And I pumped everything into that and allowed me to create and allowed me to do my own shows. So, because it was learning to get from one record, from A to B, from one record to another with something in between, and learning the art of hitting a vocal. So, you know, speaking right up to the point where they start singing. All those things. So I was really into that as a kid, and I just used to practice every single day. So I was lost in that world for a long time, and then started at Radio Air in Leeds when I was 12. So I used to ring them up all the time. Eventually got on the band list. You can't have band lists anymore, but they had I'm sure they had a band list.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I stopped winning things.
Very mysterious.
They've won something too much. Band list.
Yeah.
Prize pig.
Yeah. Okay, so what has been your... I mean, it's probably a tough question that you might get a lot, but what has been your highlight of your career?
I've done so many different things. The highlight, doing the national charts, the Big Top 40, which is called now, it was called Hit 40 UK before that. Doing that was quite special because when Dr. Fox was doing it, I covered for him, I deputised for him. And just to sit in that chair once, and there's 6 million listens or something like that on a Sunday evening. And the chart was a big deal then. You know, look at it now with 14 Ed Sheeran songs in the 20.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very different animal and streaming. And although I'm a big fan of streaming and music on demand, I'm a huge fan of this. But actually, the chart's changed.
Mm.
But in the days where I kind of got to live the last glory days of the chart, how it used to be what I grew up listening to. And that was pretty special. But to do the show that I did on Capital for 11 and a half years, that was a true highlight.
Mm.
There's been lots of things, and being on the air, you know, the day I did my first show as my true self, that was a real highlight. There's been so many things, you know, sitting in the Maldives and doing shows in Hong Kong and Australia and America, DJing all over the world, you know, physically, DJing in Ibiza and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So many things. It's been so varied.
Yeah. And now you do shows from your bedroom.
Yeah, I do a show on BBC Radio Manchester, and I used to do a 90s show. When they first hired me, I did this 1990s show, which is all 90s music on a Saturday night. I used to do that from Media City.
Yeah.
And then on bank holidays, I used to do a vinyl show, which I used to do on Capital's sister station,
right,
Gold. And they said to me, would you like to do this on a bank holiday? So I did a few bank holiday vinyl revival shows, and they said, actually, this would be really good to do on a Saturday night. I said, well, I've built it around it being half request because I've got a lot. I've got a huge record collection. And the idea is that I pick half the music and the audience picks half the music. So I don't download the songs. I physically go and get them.
Yeah.
I go across the landing in my bedroom, out the bedroom, into the other bedroom and go to my record library. And if someone asks for a song, I play it. So I said to Kate, my boss, who's amazing at BBC Manchester, I said, well, it'd be great if I could do it at home.
Hmm.
She went, well, yeah, that's good, actually. You can do it at home. You know all the staff here now. They know you. Yeah, do it from home.
Perfect.
I've been doing it for about 8-9 months, I think.
Amazing.
It's amazing.